headed to Regina. Just thoughts on getting a chance to take part in another one of these events for you?
They're great. Really enjoyed the first one, and they've got a great one on TV right now. So I think, especially like, you know, that it's in Canada and it's in a market that doesn't get NHL to be played there for them, there'll be an enthusiastic crowd. So we'll all be looking forward to it.
What stands out when you think of what was done here at Investors Group Field?
More for me would be almost the alumni game, because the other part's just a hockey game in some ways, and the crowd, all those stars on the ice, and, you know, when I'm 5 years old, I'm a fan, I'm just a kid, right, and there's all those guys, I watched them all play, and then they get to, and then the crowd, right, the just kind of moving around it, and how much the people here in Winnipeg really appreciated the weekend. I thought it was a good glimpse of kind of the connection between the Winnipeg Jet fans and their hockey team. They love the sport. They appreciate the players that played here 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and the ones that play here now.
I remember you mentioning when you guys had that game that it was a bit of an obstacle, too. As great of a celebration as it is for the game, for the sport,
right,
logistically it was... I think you were front-loaded with a lot of games.
Right. I think that one's different than my understanding about how this one's going to fit into our schedule. First of all, it's kind of a road game, whether it's credited as a home game or not. It's part of a road trip. They had a big build-up for it, the 3 or 4 days, and it pushed a bunch of other games around it out. And then it was really what happened to us. It was the start of the most egregious schedule in the history of the National Hockey League, right? We played 28 games in 49 days. It's 6 sets of back-to-back, 7 straight weeks with only 1 2-day block off, and that was on the road. So we just finished 9 and 16, and we thought that was tough. We went 28 and 49, and it killed us that year. We had 135 man games lost, and we were 3 games under 500 by the time we get out middle of December. So I don't know that the outdoor game was an obstacle. If we had had a normal schedule, I don't know that it necessarily caused the schedule after. I think probably when you do 31 schedules at the end of the year, somebody's got a really greasy one, and it happened to be us. So I don't think the outdoor game has to be that big a distraction. A little bit of maturity on our team, and now we've kind of played in some of these events, right? We did the Heritage game. We go to Finland for a game. I like it as part of your schedule. A little bit of a break, a change is as good as a rest sometimes. So something, this will be good. I mean, I don't know how many guys have spent much time in Regina or how much, you know, they won't have experienced this before and probably not again. So we're looking forward to it.
Grew up in a small town in Ontario to a certain degree. I mean, Regina's a little bit bigger, but how important is it to have these games out there and showcasing the league and asking teams to do that?
Well, I think it's critical, I'm a big believer in going over to Europe, too, for the same idea. The excitement in that Canadian town for this game will be huge, right? Everybody's going to remember that weekend. It's nice to be a part of it for the players. It is a bit of a showcase for them, and they get to enjoy a game a little differently.